She felt a nervous shock as the whistle blew. She stuffed the wool back into the basket, seized her purse, and took a last look around the office. Then she walked into the hall filled with secretaries and clerks hurrying home. Doors opened, and more workers walked out into the hall. The click of high heels made the pounding of Janet's heart seem louder as she moved along with the crowd. It was like every Friday. There was a noisy excitement in the air. Everyone was in a hurry to leave their desks. The weekend lay ahead. Janet held her purse in one hand with the netting basket hooked over her wrist. She pushed her way outside into the afternoon sunshine. "Easy now," she told herself. She stopped to let the crowd flow past her. As she looked ahead down the long ramp leading to the guard's gate, her heart sank. Beside the regular guard, Scotty, there was a guard she never saw before. He was helping Scotty inspect the people moving through the gate. He looked at their passes and badges. He peered into their purses and lunch pails more carefully than Scotty, it seemed. Janet retreated to the doorway of the building. As a rule, she did not leave so early and had forgotten that an extra guard was stationed at the gate at this hour. She noticed how tightly she was holding her purse. "Be calm," she said to herself. "Be natural. Everything depends on getting through that gate." Getting the microfilms had been easy enough with her security clearance, but getting them past the guard would be the test.